Leader!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
With four of the Daily Dozen questions for ministers about the role played by government spies in the raid on Kim.com, opposition MPs expressed doubt about the Prime Minister's claim that he had not heard of the internet billionaire until the day before the raid on his mansion. Among questions for Mr. Key as the minister responsible for the Government Communications Security Bureau, the GCSB, was this one from Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
Is he seriously trying to tell the House that the GCSB were unaware that Mr. Kim.com is a New Zealand resident when it has been in every media outlet in the country and Mr.com organised a $500,000 fireworks display to celebrate him getting his residency?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, well, the fireworks is an irrelevance.
Mr. Key advised against jumping to conclusions before reading a report, which could be out by the end of the week, from the Inspector General of Security and Intelligence, Paul Naser. Russell Norman, however, wasn't prepared to wait.
Is he seriously trying to tell New Zealand that the GCSB, the organisation whose job it is to acquire information, could not find out that Mr. Kim.com is a New Zealand resident, given that it was in every newspaper in the country and Mr. Kim.com had a fireworks display to celebrate his residency?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, the issue at heart is about the legality or otherwise of the position. And as the memorandum says, assurances were given about that legality. But Justice Naser's report, I'm sure, will give us rationale behind why that assurance was given.
Mr. Key also faced questions from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters, while Labour leader David Shearer lodged an application for an urgent debate with the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
While the announcement of an inquiry may warrant an urgent debate, the circumstances must be exceptional. Furthermore, at the current time, there is also a risk of a breach of the rule against referring to matters pending adjudication in the courts. For these reasons, I'm not persuaded that the setting aside of the business of the House for an urgent debate can be justified today. The application is therefore declined.
And opposition disquiet about the loss of more than 200 jobs at Solid Energy Spring Creek Mine was turned back on the Labor benches by Finance Minister Bill English.
Coal prices have fallen by about 60% in the past 15 months, but we look forward to the support of the Labor Party and asking objectors to the Bathurst mine to withdraw their appeals so that that company can get on and provide up to 400 jobs on the West Coast, which many of these highly skilled, well-motivated solid energy workers could apply for.
Finance Minister Bill English also on her feet defending her portfolio, Education Minister Hekia Parata, as Rhys Lyon reports.
Hekia Parata faced this question from the National Party backbenchers.
Nikki Kaye.
Mr. Speaker, question to the Minister of Education. What support exists for the publication of national standards data?
The Honourable Hekia Parata.
Mr. Speaker, firstly, parents, because they have consistently said they want to know how their child is doing, how their school is doing, and how they can be involved. In addition, I have seen a number of reports overwhelmingly in support of the publication of national standards data. But, Mr. Speaker, national standards data needs to be considered in the wider context of public achievement information, and that's why on Friday the Ministry of Education will be making national standards data public, together with links to ERO reports and schools' annual reports.
Mr. Speaker.
Questions for the Education Minister also came from New Zealand First MP Tracy Martin.
Can the Minister explain why private schools and future charter schools are not required to report against national standards, even though they are funded either in full or in part by the New Zealand taxpayer?
The Honourable Hekia Parata.
Mr. Speaker, I'm at a loss to know how that member knows that. We have yet to introduce legislation to establish these schools, which will then specify what is required.
But the Speaker demanded a better answer.
The question asked about private schools as well as charter schools.
Answer the question.
The Honourable Hekia Parata.
Because parents have a choice, and parents paying at private schools can take their kids elsewhere.
Education Minister Hekia Parata.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.